is there a key to playing great golf in conditions like this?
No, I think it's not just to be greedy, you know, just to be very focused on staying out of trouble, being on the right side of these greens and hitting the fairways and never sort of let up. You can't, you know, you can get in trouble here quite easily and it can escalate quite fast. So, and I think this is my third year here and that's what I've learned through these years, to just, you know, just stay calm and just, you know, stay out of trouble.
Does it feel like you've won the senior women's slam, even though it's only two majors?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that it's an honor. You know, I mean, with all these girls that we almost grew up together. We were young when we got together, and I feel so pleased every time we are together. It's such a great group of women, and I'm so glad that I got to spend a major part of my life here in the States with such a wonderful. Great. I mean, I've learned so much and just how everybody cares for each other and now we're having all fun and, you know, everybody has pain and aches and, you know, we call it the fill in the blanks because you can't remember half the stuff. And, oh, I remember when we were there. No. Oh, then fill in the blank, you know. I mean, so everybody's in the same spot and it's really nice. It's really a cool thing. Except, I mean, on the golf course, it is competition as always.
How much did the course change because of the weather change?
Well, you know, it was almost three clubs at one point. And somewhat, it's very difficult. You see a number and you know what club you normally would hit. And then you have to add three clubs to that. I can't say I will go out in this weather. If I'm home, I look out and I go, oh, I guess no golf today. And I go back home and I watch a Netflix movie or something. But so you haven't really played under those conditions. And so trust, you know, it comes to trust that you have to trust these clubs, even though they seem like ridiculous comparison to the number.
It seems like you've got a formula that works because there's not a lot of tournaments for you to play right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we're all quite happy with the amount. I don't get to come over too much in the summer because I stay in Sweden, but it's just nice. And I think if you do your practice decent when you play at home, and I always play with games with the guys, and I play from the back tees, so it's, you know, you keep the game in a decent shape.
Has having a major, a senior major to play for, two of them now, reinvigorated your motivation?
Well, I think just to play, well, you know, obviously you some of us 4 days, this is 3 days. It feels more like a tournament now. However, I love that even when we play the two and even if we play proms, it's more fun and you get to play and you get to have fun. And hopefully, like here we do with the Riley kids, you know, you feel like you're leaving this place and, you know, you met all these amazing kids and hopefully we do something good, you know, so we do something good for, you know, we enjoy this and but the more important, we are able to give back. So, I mean, I enjoy, yeah, it's a little bit more to practice too. If you play a pro-am or if you play a mix, you're not going to practice. This makes you practice maybe just a little bit harder.
With having so few tournaments to compete in that are 3 and 4 rounds, how do you stay mentally sharp? How do you keep that edge?
Well, I don't know. I think maybe I was quite strong in these. But then if you practice with, you know, precision and really focus on the shots. And so, you know, you have a routine. Not that I look like I have a routine. In my head, I have a routine. You know. But, yeah, but then I saw Bronte Law and I'm like, yeah, no, she doesn't look like she has a routine. I'm sure she has one. So, you know, we're all different, right? But so I know what I'm doing, but I get myself into that focus. And I think that's something that, you know, I was decent. You know, and it's nice. I don't have any injuries. I don't have any pains now, which is great. So I get to enjoy these couple of years now with just playing a little bit more competitive golf again.
So you just received a lifetime membership to the French Lake Resort. How does that make you feel?
Oh, really?
Sure.
Oh, I'm coming back here. You bet. Don't tell my husband. It's like, summer. Oh, freebie.
You'll be here next summer. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
French Lake stocking cap was the good luck charm.
I know. What is the lady that saved my head? I should have said ass, but you know, I didn't have a hat, and then she gave me hers, so I don't know, I can't find her, and I just want to give her the hat back and
run
some tip.
Keep it. Yeah.
Where was that she gave you the hat?
No, today. I mean, of course, we knew it was going to be cold, so, you know, who thought about packing accordingly?
Was she on the range, or what did
No, she was in a tent there. I think that's the hardest thing, actually, pack properly. The golf is not so bad because you know what to do, but packing nowadays, you seem like you're forgetting something of importance, like socks or hats or, you know.
Fill in the blank.
Yeah.
These two majors, they're really different tournaments. Is one harder to get ready for than the other?
I think that was very interesting because I, before the Open, I hadn't really, and I remember that Pine Needles from earlier US Opens was tough, so I went up in March. And it was cold and it was long. And I played from what I put down and I'm like, I had panic attacks. I'm like, I could just see myself with these, you know, like those four starts and, you know, like you go like this, you know, and the ball was just falling off and I'm like, ah. So I absolutely focused more than ever on my practice because I knew that if you're itsy-bitsy off, you know you're going to be way off, particularly there. So I think maybe that just triggered, you know, just to... Yeah, to do, and I was talking to Beth Daniel when we were at the Solheim Cup, and I think that's one of the things that's slipping when you get older. It's like you're not practicing with the same focus. You hit balls, but, you know, hit balls and practice solid is quite different.
Do you enjoy golf differently now than you did?
No, I always loved the game, and that's why, you know, it's my therapy, which is kind of funny. I mean, this is where my brain is the quietest. It's when I go out on the driving range and I just have one thing to focus on. Normally, it's like, you know, full force up there. So when I go out there, it's like some calmness that comes. So that's why I really enjoy the game of golf.